tradie, and you're good at karaoke. Call us now for tradieoke.
The prize is great. The best performance this morning from the worksite, tradies. $250 voucher to spend at Urban Alley Brewery. Good times, great food, and even better beer. So that's a hot prize.
Yes, and our first tradie for 2020 is Christopher, a plumber from Melton. Hey, Chris.
How are you, all right?
Yeah, good. Not bad. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Well-mannered, Boxy.
Yeah, very well-mannered. And obviously in contention for the prize. Christopher, what are you going to be performing for us?
The Wanderers by Dion.
Oh, this song's one of the classics. The Wanderer.
Oh.
Call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
Great song.
Is this about you personally, Christopher? A bit of a wanderer?
Nah, I'm not. I'm a child of God.
Okay.
Amen.
Christopher, our plumber, take it away.
Oh, where there's Flo on my left, the wind is Mary on my right, and Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear off my shirt, I show her Rosie on my chest, because I'm a wanderer. Yeah, the wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. And I'm as happy as a clown. I wield my two fists divine, but I'm going away. Oh, yeah, I'm... Yeah, that's it.
Well done, Christopher.
You smashed it, Chris.
Oh,
that
wow.
was great. That got me up.
Going to be tough to beat there. Christopher in Melton with the Wanderer.
Good effort. Wayne, a construction worker from Mernda. Hey, Wayne.
How you going?
Yeah, great, Wayne. I know you've got some good energy there. You're up and about. What are you going to sing for us?
I'll sing Barbie Girl by Aqua.
I must say, the song choices this morning are exceptional. Like, outstanding.
It's the tradie's favourite.
Wayne, give us a bit of Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie world, wrapped in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Yeah. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Oh, I'm having so much fun. Well, Kenneth, about to get started. I'm a Barbie girl.
That's the best.
Really dynamic.
Seriously, this is tough.
Thank you for giving me the chance. It was good.
You were great, Wayne, and thank you for singing.
Thanks for calling in.
Wow. Two cracking entries so far, and George, a construction manager from Officer. Ooh. We've got the manager on the line. Hey, George.
Hey, hiya.
Good, George. Oh, George, I think I've seen what you're going to be singing for us. Another absolute classic.
But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 miles.
I mean, it's no Barbie Girl, but...
Be a man who walks 1,000 miles.
This song's heaps better than Barbie Girl.
Okay, George, off you go.
And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Hey. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you. Hard for you. And when the money I do, yes, I'm going to pass all the penny onto you. Oi, when I come home, well, I know I'm going to be the man who's coming home to you. How do you reckon, all right?
Oh,
that's been it all, baby.
Well done, George.
I just have to say this. Christopher, Wayne and George, you are three of the best tradio contestants we've ever had.
What happened
and you're
there?
All on the same morning.
You wouldn't believe it.
Great song choice, challenging songs, different, brilliant performances.
Good,
I mean, would it be outrageous to say, could they all get a voucher, please, Leon?
Well, this is an unprecedented decision.
I'm usually against this, but I loved them so much this morning. We do have some spare tennis tickets.
Ooh.
So you guys can work out who gets two lots of tennis tickets and then the brewery voucher.
We've got to work it out.
Great. So the brewery voucher still wins because it's $250 and the tennis tickets, they're not the MasterCard Superbox, just some good solid tennis tickets,
right?
No,
they're the MasterCard ones as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so these are all great prizes. I don't know what to do.
I've got bad news for Christopher. You've dropped out, mate. You need to call back really quickly.
Hey, Boxy, how about you pick them this year? You take the reins.
I intro them, you pick the winner. It's a good formula. I'm happy. Well, I can.
I thought you said
he
pick
just
a winner.
He picked a winner with his nose.
With his
finger. I see what he did.
I thought you said pick a winner.
No.
All right,
I'm going to give Christopher the tennis. I'm going to give Wayne the tennis. And George seems like he loves a beer. So, Georgie, you can have the $250 voucher.
Good there stuff. Go. I don't even know who to speak to. But Christopher in Melton, well done.
Thank you very much. God bless your soul.
You are going to the tennis. And amen to you.
That's a tradeoke first. Everyone got a prize.
That's fantastic. Amazing. Wayne in Mernda, you got one of those prizes. Well done.
Thank you very much. Absolutely love it. Can't wait. Go the Aussies.
There we go. See. Yep. Go the Aussies.
George loves a beer, I reckon.
So we're going to get... George is not the tennis. George is, in fact, the brewery. So well done to you, George.
Yep. Thank you.
What a way to start Pradioke for 2020.
It is back next Tuesday.
News. 101.9.
The Fox. The Fox. Now, we are very good friends, the three of us, particularly Fev and I, really tight.
Wow. I was about to say. Okay.
Just quickly, and before we continue, how many times would you guys have seen each other in the holidays versus all the other combinations?
It's not about that. We FaceTime.
FaceTime, same talk, thing. Text, message.
Cool.
Facebook Lives.
But I was going to say,
it's old school.
Just because we got visited in this one afternoon by you, because
you had nothing else to do.
I was in Sorrento, and you both happened to have holiday accommodations that were on offer, and I thought I'd pop in and see you guys.
Back to back.
But you didn't see each other. You were.
I was quite surprised. Shalix brought me a couple of Canadian clubs, which was great.
That's my girlfriend.
I didn't get anything.
I brought them.
You wouldn't have brought them.
Continue.
You took him Canadian clubs, and I got nothing.
Yeah. You said don't bring anything, so I didn't.
I told you. I told you not to come. And you still come.
Sorry, that became a competition as to who was the best friends out of the three of us, and it sounds like I've lost that pretty badly. Before 7:30, a member of this team has got the whole show in trouble with Australia's most famous entertainer. It is a mess, and we'll get to it shortly on The Fox. 101.9
The Fox. John Farnham, much-loved Australian singer, performer, very difficult man to get access to. Many radio shows try to get him on their radio shows. We'd love to have him on our show.
He's a big dog.
He's a big dog, and he doesn't do much. In fact, I grew up just up the road from him in Wonga Park. I shouldn't give out his address, but it was a big coup for us in Wonga Park.
Does he still live there?
He may. That's why I'm not going to give out any more information. I live... My mum's on Jumping Creek Road, and he's somewhere around there. Anyway, okay. I don't want to upset him anymore because this is a problem. We've accidentally started some biffo with John Farnham that I didn't want. Did not want this.
I love the voice.
We've woken up during the holidays to a news story. John Farnham's made headlines, national headlines, because of another member of this show. The headline was John Farnham, 70. Yeah, okay. Probably doesn't want his age out there all the time. Berates Millennial Falls Festival crowd with a very rude slur and an epic rant. Now, the story continues. I thought, gee, what's John gotten up to? And who's reported on this? The singer raised eyebrows at the Falls Festival in Lawn when he unleashed a slur. He said a rude word. I believe we've got audio of it. Can we hear it, Byron? We've had a bump, obviously beep the
We've bleeped the
word.
It's quite offensive.
Do you want me to do it?
From John? No. Here we go.
How good's his voice at 70, though?
It's amazing.
The article continues. Fox 101.9 radio producer Leon Shergren.
At least I got that right.
Took to Twitter to share a video of the moment when Farnsy kicked off. So no one would have known that this happened if Leon, the Grinch on our show, executive producer to the stars.
Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. What have you got your phone out for?
Yeah, put it down.
You get your phone out all the time for things.
I don't, not at festivals.
You don't go to festivals.
Exactly.
I need to defend myself. Actually, no, defend John Farnham. Sorry, okay. Not myself. And myself.
Mm-hmm.
He was having fun with the crowd. It was a bit of banter. And that's the media taking out of proportion.
I know, but you've got form here, Leon, and this is an issue for our show. You're already, I think Channel 10 might still not be talking to us over you ruined the Masked Singer.
I didn't ruin it. I guessed it correctly.
Okay, we interviewed
publicly.
Very early and publicly.
Before the first episode aired last year, you may remember, we interviewed The Wolf, and Leon took a photo with The Wolf, and when he uploaded to social media, said, here's me with Rob Mills. Mm. Now, Channel 10 very quickly said, Leon, can you please take down your post and never say that again? Hence, we all knew it was Rob Mills.
Well,
the whole
they played
time.
Their cards too early. They don't know what they're doing.
No.
Can I say though, yes. After the whole, because there was a lot of it made the new made Sunrise. It made
yes, made everything.
Articles around
New York.
Australia.
It was in New, Nelson Aspen in New York was talking about this. Should we have a listen?
Yeah, this is unbelievable. It's going global.
A radio producer caught this all on tape. Apparently, he was trying to engage the crowd in an Akadaka sing-along, and the crowd was not performing to, I don't know, expectations.
Wow.
Radio producer.
Did they need to cross to New York to get that news?
Yeah.
Can I say, though, after all that happened, Rob Farnham found me on Instagram.
Who's he?
It's John's son.
Oh, yeah.
He's very talented, Rob.
Yeah. He's in the band.
Is he?
With his dad.
Well done.
He found me on Instagram and DM'd me saying, don't stress, mate. Honestly, he's been doing that gag for 20 years. Slow news day.
There we go. There we go. John gets it.
He then sent me, I'm not sure if I should say this. I'm like, oh, no, I'll get John in trouble.
Please don't get
me. Already said where John lives. So
he's Australian royalty. I want to keep John Farnham on side.
Okay. But Rob sent me a text message between him and his dad, John. And
private personal text message between John Farnham and his son, Rob.
Why he's sending them to me.
Well, but he should know. You're a producer. It's going to come out. That's what happens.
Nervous.
Well, come on.
Well, he wrote to his dad a swear word, Daily Mail, ha ha ha. And his dad wrote back, very, very, this is John Farnham writing, very, very funny. You summed it up. Great headline, clickbait. I'll probably call them that word tomorrow. Love you, Dad.
101.9 The Fox.
I'll tell you somebody wouldn't be happy right now. The director of Cats the Movie. What a stinker. Now, I say that having not seen it. So that's unfair.
Have you watched it?
No. And the thing is, see, I love Cats the Musical. I have a sneaking suspicion. It's so easy to leave me. It's one of the all-time best musicals. I love it. I feel like I'll like the movie. I haven't watched it yet, but
shouldn't it be the same?
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you don't know the musical, as I said, they're based on T.S. Eliot poems. So essentially, Andrew Lloyd Webber, T.S. Eliot wrote poems about cats. The man who created the musical, Andrew Lloyd Webber, he got the poems and turned them into songs. So essentially, the musical is watching, I guess, about 10 songs about different cats.
There's
no plot, there's no narrative, there's no story. It's just enjoy the songs about these particular cats.
Yep.
To turn that into a movie, if you're a moviegoer like yourself who's not familiar with the T.S. Eliot poems.
No. I know John Eliot.
You'd be sitting there going, why?
I know, Billy Elliot?
Okay,
yeah. Again, you'd
He's
just
a
be
performer.
Wondering
that's
what,
a, that's
when,
a musical?
And why.
Very good.
Now, Fairvid has been panned, despite the fact that it's got a huge cast, including Dame Judi Dench,
Taylor
Oscar
Swift.
Award-winning actor. Apparently, it's just a cameo. I love the way she's starting it, and now she's gone, cameo. James Corden. I mean, these are great actors. Jason
Derulo.
Rebel Wilson. Oh, yes, yeah, she was too. Yeah, she's gone quiet on it, too.
Yeah, she's so pretending she wasn't in it.
They've all gone very quiet. Some of the reviews, the written reviews I've got in front of me, Cats is a nightmare that won't end. The Cats movie is a boring disaster filled with joyless pussies. Oh, didn't know John Farnham did a review.
You probably could have edited yourself.
I wrote that gag. It's a joke. Don't you think that's funny?
I reckon
we were just talking about John Farnham.
I loved it. And you actually said, I just wrote down a gag.
Thank you.
And I loved it. I loved it.
Anyway, let's hear some more. These are some global reviews of this movie.
There was something deeply off-putting about it and rather horrific. I could see this being one of those movies that families take children to because it's rated PG and it ends up being one of those horrifying experiences that scars them for life for a long time.
It is ugly, it is badly directed, it is an eyesore, and these cats look terrible.
For the first hour and a half, I was like, so there's just There's just no plot.
This all-star, all-awful screen take on the Smash Broadway musical easily scores as the worst movie of the year and arguably the decade. Cats shouldn't happen to a dog.
Ouchie. Now, ouch. The three of us have not seen the movie. Everybody's saying it's awful. We thought it is time, in honour of Cats, the movie or the dud, let's, for 2020, play our first round of...
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Did you enjoy Cats the movie? We just need one.
So I mean, we've asked all those obscure questions that you just heard in the intro, and we feel that that is up there with all of those questions.
Well, we'll be very interested if we even get one caller to say they enjoyed the movie, because I've not heard one person say they enjoyed this movie.
All right, 131060 is our number, by the way. If you enjoyed Cats the movie, we only need one positive review.
You guys talking about this makes I want to watch it now.
I
want to watch it. And it's like Sharknado. Sharknado was a horrible movie. Everyone in the world watched it.
Yeah, do you know what?
It actually won awards.
You've nailed that, Feb. This will become a cult film.
100%. There were sharks falling out of the sky, and they've done like four of them now.
Yeah, sure.
There'll be a Cats 2.
In 20 years, like the Rocky Horror Show, they'll be doing special cinema screenings of Cats, and everyone will be dressed up and singing along. Yeah, guaranteed.
Makes me want to watch it.
131060, if you enjoyed Cats the movie, call us now. We only need one caller.
1019. The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
We got one, the segment where we ask a question, and sometimes we get no callers. And it's the questions where we think, could there possibly be one person in Melbourne that could confirm this for us? And this question today is, did you enjoy the movie Cats? Because it's been universally panned. And I'm yet to see it. Feb, you've yet to see it. I feel like I would enjoy it. I love the musical. And
I'm tipping. I will hate it, but I want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if people who love the musical don't like it too.
Right.
Anyway, look, I guess the question though, Byron, more importantly, is did we get one?
Well, and this is amazing because we would be stunned to get a single caller saying they like the film Cats.
Hang on.
Karen in Pakenham. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
Karen, is this possible? Have we found somebody in Melbourne who actually enjoyed the movie Cats?
You certainly have. I went with my auntie and family members. She loved it. Thought it's the best thing she's ever seen.
Your aunt, well, it's one removed though. It's your auntie. Yeah.
Did you? Did you like it?
No, I hated it.
So as it turns out, Karen is not the caller we were looking for, although, hang on.
We got one!
Maybe this time, Faith.
Oh, Christy from Melton. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Christy. Did you enjoy the movie Cats?
No,
it wasn't me.
I took my two sons.
I don't know why that's playing. Sorry, I'm just going to pause that. That's ruined your story. That's the weekend coming in when he shouldn't. Continue.
Well, I took my two sons, and to be honest, I actually fell asleep. They had to keep waking me up, but I had somebody about three seats over that was standing up throughout the movie, and there was actually singing throughout the movie as well.
They're the people you throw the Jaffers at.
But I feel like that would be me. I feel like when memory kicks in, I'll be up out of my chair. Or Buster for Jones. I love that.
Touch me.
You would stand up in a cinema and sing.
Oh, God. What cinema do you go to so everyone can avoid it?
Or Mr. Mistopheles, another classic.
She goes to the cinema in one of the wings at her house?
Yes, it's up
she
in
puts
the
down there,
fourth floor.
Yeah, she puts down the gold class seat.
Hang on. Guys, I know we've had two near misses, but I think maybe this time, in answer to the question, did you actually enjoy the movie Cats?
We got one!
Carol from North Croydon.
I'm so excited to be on the radio. I loved it.
You loved it?
I absolutely loved it.
So, Carol, what's everyone talking about? Tell us how good it is. Why is it so good?
Well, I think you have to appreciate the cinema version, not the cinema, the theatre version first. I went four times when I was younger. Me and my girlfriend used to listen to the soundtrack every single weekend. The minute that the movie came on, I was singing the whole way through. My son was mortified. He next to me going, "Would you be quiet?" And I'm singing at the top of my voice. And at the end of I cried. This particular movie does have a storyline.
Okay, have you started the weekend again?
Well, I've started the weekend again.
We're still talking.
Do you want the full review of the film?
Yeah, well, that's what we asked for.
Why are you so keen for the weekend?
The weekend keeps starting.
This one has a storyline where they pick a cat that gets to go to it's lived its nine lives and it gets to be reborn again. Yep. So they pick
does it die?
Isabella, the glamour cat.
Are you giving away the ending?
Well, maybe.
Oh, now you want the weekend, don't you, huh?
I'd love for her to give it away. I'm not going to watch it.
Nobody's going to go and see it, apparently, because everybody hates it.
It was always going to be Grisabella, though, wasn't it, Carol?
Well, yeah. That was Vanessa Hudson.
Jennifer.
Amazing. Okay, Jason Derulo's in it as well. Yep. So,
is he Mr. Mistopheles?
No, he is...
I know.
Can I play The Weeknd?
No, you can't say The Weeknd.
But not Buster Jones is James.
Carol, I feel like you're taking the show hostage.
Carol's just said no.
Just want to play the song.
Rum Tum Tigger, Carol. Rum Tum Tigger.
Thank you, Carol, so much. We did find a massive fan of Cats the Movie. I think we might have spoiled the ending. Yeah. And
you need to be more invested in the conversations, course, yeah. Not the songs you want to play, Byron.
We well, this is a hot song, though. I'd rather hear this than a 10-minute review of Cats.
101.9 The Fox.
Politics, just for a quick minute, not boring politics, forever, promise. I just want to touch on our Prime
like
Minister
politics.
For a second. Oh, really?
I often watch the
Q&A,
watch the...
Four Corners?
No, I watch when they sit down at like 2 o'clock. What's that show called?
Oh, Parliament Time.
Parliament Time.
Question Time.
I watch that. It's
really a show. What
it's
they
like
do is...
Jerry Springer. Well, it's unbelievable.
It's actual Question Time. It just happens to be on TV. It's not a show.
It is a show. Well, okay. It's a reality show.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It shows them up for being more interested in bickering.
Yes.
Than actually resolving our problems.
It's so good. It's actually quite
now,
good.
Now, ScoMo, Mr. Morrison, our Prime Minister.
Yes.
He's had a bit of a tough start to the year.
He has.
I'll take you
had
through.
Had a good holiday at the start, though, didn't he?
Well, he did. He was there for a couple of days, and then he very quickly raced back home from Hawaii in the bushfire crisis. Then he's marketing, or whoever his right-hand man or woman, they're going, oh, we've got to fix this. We've got to turn it around. Why don't we get you out there in the danger zone, shaking the hands and holding babies and doing all that? And then there was the bit where he forced a woman to shake his hand and then sort of dropped it, and it got a bit weird. Then they've gone, you know what we need? We need an ad. We'll make a commercial ad. Then they spent who knows how much money on a commercial ad, and everyone went, "What are you doing, ScoMo?" And he got a little nickname in that process.
Did he?
So the Batuta Advocate. They called him. They're a niche.
Oh, parody news. Hilarious,
very, very funny. They started calling him Scotty from marketing.
Oh.
And it's sort of taken off. So now often he gets, the Prime Minister, and then in inverted commas, they say Scotty from marketing. He was asked yesterday on a radio show on the AM dial. They asked him about this because they were interviewing him, a serious interview. And they just said, "How do you feel about this nickname?" And he pretty much said, "I'd prefer that nickname disappeared."
Oh, well, that sticks.
That's the thing, Bev. There's one thing that's you're more guaranteed of locking in and bedding a nickname if you say,
I prefer
you not to call me that. Then you'll keep getting called it.
Vinny said, "Oh, I love that. It's better than ScoMo." Oh, well, we'll keep calling you ScoMo.
Exactly. Or
bad move.
My tip is in 131060, if you have a nickname that you hate, call us, tell us what it is.
So that we can then call it to you even more and annoy you even more?
We'll refrain from it because we're professionals.
It's like Greg's nickname, Byron.
No, Byron is my actual middle name.
But it's a nickname.
And you know that I hate my first name so much because I always react
to it. And that's why we call you Greg.
I know. If I just said, "I love when you call me by that name I hate so much, Greg," you'd go, "Oh, well, that's no fun, is it?"
That was your biggest mistake. When you told Fev you hated your first name, your Christian name, Greg, that's all you've ever been.
And then when my dad was on the show and said this.
Yeah. Greggy.
Your
dad messaged me yesterday.
And that became a soundbite that was used forever.
That's nice. Off message
for my birthday.
That's lovely.
That's very nice of Jeff.
He's lovely, Jeff.
Okay, anyway.
He goes, "How's Greg going back at work?" And I said, "Oh, he's good."
Greggy.
But 131060, call in if you, one, like ScoMo, you don't like your nickname and you'd like it to be changed. And secondly, what would you prefer it was? Because there's nothing better than somebody giving themselves a nickname.
I gave myself the Fevolution or the Loosh.
And that's I call you Loosh.
No, because it's had Fevolution in the paper. And I just went, oh, it's a bit too long. I just call myself the Loosh.
And I
did that and it stuck. Have you got any nicknames that you don't like?
Well, I did have one I didn't like at school.
Yeah.
And fortunately, it went away because it's just too hard to say.
Yeah.
At school, they called me Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out.
Yeah, that's too long.
Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out. Yeah. And if you need an explanation,
never gonna stick.
It's when I laugh, my smile looks like the Joker.
Yeah.
One ear's round, one ear's got a chunk out, and I've got stripes on my nose. My nostrils flare when I laugh. So
that's just bullying. What that, that is.
That was old school bullying before I knew it was bullying.
So I don't think we'll get many calls to this because we're actually saying to you, call us and tell us the nickname that you're stuck with that you just can't shake. 131060.
Yes. Or if
Boxy?
Boxy.
You like
happy with Boxy.
Yeah. Boxy's good.
That's my dad. My brothers get Boxy.
Yeah. Great.
Any others I don't like? Oh, I wasn't. No. Not,
say it.
No, because why would I say it?
We're not going to call you. Just say it.
Of course you're going to call me.
No, I will not call you. Just
that's
say
what's going to happen.
This is the whole point of the phone. We've got to give an example.
Because my... No,
she's not going to fall
Remember that time when I was in year 9, or year 10, it was my first co-ed sort of party because I obviously had girls that were friends. It was the first mixed party.
Oh, yep.
So there were some Yarra Valley boys and the Tin Turn girls. And it was at Adam Chandler's house from
From Friends.
No, not Chandler. Anyway, and as a dare, everybody said to me, would I eat some Goodo, like the dog food?
Oh, yeah, the dog food, that's
and
right.
And I ate a Goodo and then for the next year I was Woofy. And I didn't like Woofy.
It'll never stick.
It'll never stick, Woofy.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, we are talking about ScoMo. Our Prime Minister has indicated that he doesn't like the new nickname he's been given after his bad run of, I guess, PR decisions over the last month. They're calling him Scotty from marketing because he was trying to market himself and improve.
He's the Prime Minister. It's amazing.
So he's sort of, he's, in an interview, he indicated, look, I don't love it. And there's nothing that will make a nickname stick more than saying you don't like it.
Right.
So we've just said 131060. Do you have a nickname that you don't like? Or have you, there's a few ways of doing this. Have you given yourself one or would you like a different nickname? Like what is the nickname you prefer?
Ask for a different nickname.
Fev called himself Loosh, the Fevolution.
And it's stuck.
And well, I do call him Loosh.
I suppose he's the exception to every rule, isn't he, Fev?
He's now put into, whenever I call him, because I just said when I was in year 10, I got Woofy. I probably got it for a few months because I ate dog food as a dare. Anyway, when I ring Fev, now he's got me under Woofy.
Woofy box. And there's a little dog that comes
up. And he changed your emoji to a little puppy dog.
Anyway.
It's not going to stick.
Olivia from Botanic Ridge.
The billboard tomorrow will say Wolfie, Fev and Byron.
Oh, my God, Charlotte.
Make a change?
Look, Charlotte's looking at me nervously.
They're all looking at nervously. It's like you know, the big boss has just looked down at everyone and everyone's just going, she has spoken.
Wolfie's not happy.
Olivia in Botanic Ridge.
The
hi,
power.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Olivia, what nickname have you been given that maybe you don't like?
Well, when I was younger, my brother came up with a nickname because I used to carry on and I was a little bit of a bigger kid as a kid and he used to call me Pork Chop and it stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, have you still got it, Liv?
Yeah, every now and again it will come out and it's like, well, I don't carry on anymore and I'm an adult and I'm not a little big kid anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good nickname though.
Yeah, nah.
Pork Chop, I love that stuff.
It's saying you don't like it though, that's the trap,
that's
isn't it?
You can't say that. It's just remote. My brother used to call me, because I was chubby too when I was little, and he used to call me the chubby kid from Family Ties. Remember Jennifer?
I'm madly searching for the Family Ties theme now.
You know Fatty Vorton off Channel 9, how he's fat.
Yeah.
Jason, my brother's nickname is Vorts.
We call him
Fatty Vorton.
Yeah, that's Vorts. Just, again.
And we still call him, all our folks that we all are close friends.
Really?
Hey, Vorts.
Okay.
He doesn't, I don't think he
likes
it.
Well, like Fatty
Vorton. No, but just the sheer brilliance of the man.
Oh. Brody from Kiwi Rub. Hi, Brody.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Brody. What nickname did you get that you didn't love?
Well, I got the nickname Bodie because my teacher pronounced my name wrong.
So,
and it's
stuck ever since, and I don't know. I can't get rid of it.
Oh, wow. No. That's so annoying. She dropped the R, called you Bodie, and now you're not Brody, you're Bodie. Oh, that is annoying. I mean, it's still a good name, though.
Still a good name.
Quite like Bodie.
But let's not call him Bodie because you don't like being called Bodie, right?
Yeah,
thanks. Okay, so don't.
I reckon Bodie sounds like a Brody's like a Bodie's like cool.
Oh, I prefer Brody.
Really?
But I'll take Bodie.
I reckon Bodie's heaps better.
Bodie's a good name. Yeah,
I
should
like
be happy
it.
With that. Liv in Pakenham. Hi, Liv.
Hi.
Hey, Liv. We just spoke to another Liv that didn't like her nickname as well. Liv, what nickname did you get that stuck?
I've always been called Fatty Girl or Fatty by my dad.
It's not even creative.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Dad.
And I used to be quite a chubby girl, but now I'm really, really skinny. So every time someone yells it out, they're like, where's the fat person around here?
Well, this is just, it's
Dad.
Okay.
I mean, dads.
But dads do
that's
that.
It's old school dads isn't it?
Dads do that, yeah.
I call Toves Fatty Little Boomba.
Well,
little Fatty Boomba.
She's a toddler.
And a little Fatty Boomba. Okay. Oh, to my little Fatty Boomba.
Well, hey, thanks, Liv, for that call. That's
what are you laughing at, Wolfie?
101.9, The Fox. Guys, yesterday I had a moment. It was a really big moment in my life. I want to take you back to a little time in 2005 when a marriage dissolved and I was traumatised like a lot of people. There were two teams that were formed at that start, at that time. So that junction, 2005, you were either Team Jen or Team Ange.
Ooh.
We are, of course, talking about the battle for Brad Pitt. And Angelina Jolie won. I was so Team Jen. I was so heartbroken for her. I just, watching her little dream dissolve and the big statuesque Lara Croft Amazon woman taking away the man. And I just, I felt for Jen all this time.
Yeah.
And then yesterday.
Mr. Smith.
We know, obviously, the dissolution of the marriage of Ange and Brad, which I'm sad for too. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're children and they've got a family and that, but that was a few years ago now. He is very single. He's gotten up at the SAG Awards yesterday. He won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And he was the applause in the room when he did this gag. Incredible, because very self-deprecating and a reflection on his relationship with his ex-wife.
Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife. It's a big stretch.
Good gear, Brad.
Well done, Brad.
But then there are some photos that have gone viral and everyone, and there's one photo, and it's such a shame we're radio and I can't show you this, but I've got to paint the picture.
It's on our Insta story, by the
way. Okay, pop it on our Insta story. Go and have a look if you can. Not if you're driving. Wait till you stop. But this photo is Brad, and he's been obviously talking to Jen. She's walking away from him. And he's grabbing her wrist in this really intimate gesture of don't walk away. And any woman who's ever been dumped or jilted, that moment for Jen, that photo says it all. 15 years later, the man's grabbing you by the wrist with a cheeky, flirtatious smile on his face, not wanting her to walk away.
Oh,
and it just melts your heart.
Do you think they're together?
No, I actually don't think they are, but definitely on the cards.
Something could happen.
Or something could easily happen.
My favourite picture was the one beforehand when she was, because he just won an award and she won straight after, and he's standing backstage watching the flat screen with the biggest smile on his face, watching her acceptance speech. And I reckon that picture paints a thousand words, because he was just looking at her and he was in awe of her. He was like, that is my... That's what I got out of that picture. And then you fast forward about 5 minutes and they're touching
and then
each other.
He's whole, and the way he's got her wrist sort of clasped and he doesn't want her to walk away. And it could easily be on. I think he'd go back to her in a heartbeat. It's whether or not she's
play
moved
the game
on.
For a bit. She'll play for the game a bit.
I just, if they got back together, that's me done. I'd go, yep. I
see ya.
That's the best. Oh, not from my job. Just saying, like, no, I'll stick around.
I'll miss my little Woofie. 101.9
The Fox. Megxit drama continues. Harry and Meghan have been released by the Queen. She said, off you go then, enjoy your private lives, but give back all your military titles, all your HRH or Royal Highness titles, and you're not getting any more money.
Can I ask one question, Boxy? I don't know if you know, but with all his military stuff, he did that. It had nothing to do with being royal.
Well, it did. He got his position. So his very senior military position was inherited from his grandfather, the Prince
Philip. But didn't
Philip.
He go through all the tours?
But he did it, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
He actually did that.
He did it, and he was proud of it, yeah. Fev, and it really means a lot to him.
But how do you lose that then?
Well, he because this is what I honestly think happened, and we've got our opinions, and I'm not a massive fan of the Markle, but
the Markle?
The Markle?
No, okay, she seems lovely. Yeah. I just don't like how this has played out for a few reasons. But firstly, they front-footed it. So they forced the Queen's hand. So when they did their website and their announcement, we're going to step back and we're going to be progressive royals where we do a bit of the bits we like, but we're going to drop all the stuff we don't like. Mm. So we might pop into the big celebrity things when Beyonce's presenting the Lion King, but we're not going up to Warwickshire for the Pony Festival to shake all the hands. Yeah, we'll cut that bit out.
The Corky Festival.
Yeah, so when they did that, the Queen is put in a position where she's like, well, if I let them do that, the people who pay for our palaces or our income for our royalty, they're the public. Mm. They'll go, well, hang on a second. Why do Harry and Meghan get to fly off to Vancouver and
that's a thousand years
live?
Of history.
Yes. So she had to say.
Thank you, Brendan.
It's good input. She had to say, I've got to draw a line and you're either royal or you're not royal.
Right. Yep.
So Harry has finally spoken. And last night, well, in the UK, it was yesterday, he was speaking at a function and he addressed it. So let's have a listen to how he feels about Megxit.
It brings me great sadness that it has come to this. The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gone it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
There was an option. Stay. Don't go. There was a good option. Stay in the family.
But it's her. It's not.
Definitely yeah. It's her.
It's her. It's her.
It's a thousand years of history.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Tennis. Our tennis player, Elliot Benchett. Oh, I needed a run-up or two to clarify how to pronounce his name.
Okay.
Go, Fev.
This will help.
What do you mean?
Well, if there was someone on the team that was the pronunciation expert, you'd go to Brendan for
his
forward.
Name is Elliot Benchelitti.
What about that R? Is that a silent R?
It's French.
Okay, Benchelitti. Benchelitti.
There's not even an L in his name.
It's French. It's silent.
Bonchetrit. Okay, are we happy with that? Leon, would you pronounce his name?
Nothing like what Feb said.
I haven't got it in front of me, but it's I think silent. You're all wrong.
I mean,
it's a silent L and R. Benchelitti.
Benchelitti. No? Okay, anyway, let's get back
anyway,
to Elliot.
He's French.
Elliot, he got into trouble. He's in trouble. He's a French tennis player, as we know, and he's caused controversy in the qualifying rounds because he's asked a ball girl to peel his banana. Now,
can you not say that inflection? It made it something completely different. Just read the story.
I was reading the story. I read that.
Say again, without the weird inflection.
Elliot Benchetriti.
There's no I on the end of his name.
There is. It's an titi. It's like a bon appetit.
He's asked a ball girl to peel his.
Oh, that helped. I mean, really.
Anyway.
which you shouldn't do.
That's definitely not something you should do.
The chair umpire stepped in. And she peeled it.
It's the Fox. If he's heaven born, grow up.
101.9 The Fox.
An unlikely guest has been scheduled in. I'm not sure why
is
we've done
Frenchman?
This.
Is it the Frenchman?
No, it's not the French tennis player. It is, in fact, one of the great full forwards of the 80s. Warwick Kappa will be on the show tomorrow. Now, that's a risky move, I would have thought. I don't know who's okayed this, but Warwick Kappa will be live. We're not going to pre-record it.
Well, often people like to pre-record Warwick because you never know what will happen.
Oh, God,
but
no.
We are refusing to do that. We're going live. It's going to go live.
All right. We've got to give reason why we're having him on.
Yeah, well, he's in the new... How about those new commercials he's in? With Pamela Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand what's happened.
Do you know it's funny?
I don't understand him.
Who? What's the commercial for, Liam?
Do we even know?
Tune. Ultra Tune.
Well done, Ultra Tune. I mean, I missed you guys in it, but I knew that Warwick and Pamela were in it. Yeah. Great marketing.
I just showed you a message, Boxy. He sent me a message. Yes. Back in the 22nd of December.
Right.
And it was just him. It goes for a minute and 27 seconds. And it's got nothing to do with me.
It's weird.
It's weird.
He's accidentally sent it to
me. But then he's also sent a message straight away saying, "Happy Christmas, kid. Wrong names, but beep funny. What? Made my 200 grand this year on the WizVids. Don't copy me, B. Laugh out loud. Wizard cap."
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any
that's
sense.
That's amazing.
Wow, okay.
There was that time also he attended a Super Bowl party last year.
This is just
with you guys. And Byron, you had a good chat with him.
Well, yeah, and we're still trying to make sense of this. This is just a bit of the chat at the Super Bowl party. Of course, Fev was there and Warwick Capper was one of the other star guests in attendance.
Oh, no, he paid.
we had a bit of fun with Warwick at the Super Bowl party. It's about this time last year.
We've put a poll up on my personal Instagram, Byron Cook with an E on the end. Get around it. It's Favola v Kappa.
Yeah.
You know, who you got?
78% Warwick, 22% Fev.
I hate to break it to you, but it's the other way around, Warwick.
It must be your show, is it?
No. So you should be on our show.
I should be running your show, mate. I'm a human headline. I'll get your ratings up once again. And I just saw my Charlie Sheen commercial and the people have erupted.
Right.
Ultra Sheen and Warwick Cameron, Charlie Sheen.
So what would you call the show?
I'd call
Warwick and Byron? Or?
I'll just call it the Wiz and Byron Show.
Is Fife off it as well?
He's on the bench. Yeah.
What about Fife?
Yeah, Fife's in. Yeah, she's nice.
Fife, Wizzer and Byron?
I like it. I love it.
That's a new show.
Yes.
What would the jingle sound like?
Oh, we hate you, Warwick Capper. Yes, we do. We hate a long blonde locks. We hate those tussles in your socks. We even hit the doctor too. We hate you, Warwick, Fev and Byron.
I love it.
Wow.
He's amazing. I can't wait.
I mean, in hindsight, Warwick, I think I might have had a few at that point too. Well,
yeah, that was near the
Warwick
end.
Warwick Capper, loose and live on the show tomorrow.
What are we thinking?